The Warsaw Pact invasion of Czechoslovakia resulted in a permanent Soviet military presence on Czech territory. Between 1968 and 1991, when the last of the Soviet troops finally left the country, they operated in 73 localities. The environmental damage they caused is taking years to repair and has already cost billions of crowns. Jakub Kašpar is a spokesman for the Czech Environment Ministry.
The Soviet troops were placed in 73 places within the area of the Czech Republic, and 60 of them were recognized as considerably contaminated. The main problem was the contamination of the groundwater by fuels like petrol or diesel and other toxics like oil-based hydrocarbons or chlorinated hydrocarbons or chlorinated biphenyls and others. And the other problem was stocks of hazardous waste and so on.
And I understand unexploded ammunition, unexploded mines as well.
Yeah, it is.
So how much has been cleared to date?
The vast majority of contaminated sites were already sanitated or are sanitated these days. Already 1.4 billion crowns were invested into the sanitation of these sites. And we expect that other 240 million crowns will be invested yet 2012, when we expect that all the sanitation will be finished. So it will be 11 years after the last Soviet soldier left the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia.
Was the damage contained at least, or has it affected the population living nearby?
The main contamination was in those sites which were not inhabited by normal people, because it was the army spaces just for the Soviet army. But there were also some sites situated in the towns and cities where the Soviet troops were placed. So, for example, we have still some contamination sites in Milovice, where people live, or in Nezadin near Olomouc, where people live too. So there was a risk that the contamination could affect normal people, but fortunately the sanitation came very quickly after the Soviet troops left Czechoslovakia. The sanitation started in 1991, right after the last Soviet army train left Milovice train station.
How is it possible that there was so much damage caused? Was there no environmental clause in the contract signed, or were there no contracts signed with the Soviets?
Frankly speaking, in the former Czechoslovakia, in the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic, there were not almost any environmental legislation, or they were very weak. And Soviet army was not interested in environmental protection in the sites where they were placed.
Is it possible to clean up these sites completely, or is there long-term damage that we will simply be unable to get rid of?
I think that we will be able to clean all those sites completely, and there will be no resting problem after 2012.
Jakub Kašpar from the Environment Ministry talking there to Daniela Lazarova. Now, the Czech investment and construction company Ross Holding has announced